28.
Proclaim November 2015 to be Public Art Month in Portland.
Mr. Bish.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to ask our honored guests to come forward. Eloise Damrosch, Regional Arts and Culture Council Executive Director. Kristen Calhoun, Public Art Manager. And we have two local artists with us, Garrick Imatani and Yoon Hee Choi. Welcome. And colleagues, 2015 is a big year for the arts in our community, from the sculptures along our downtown bus mall to murals in East Portland. Public art helps make Portland a vibrant place to call home. So this morning, I'm proud to read a proclamation that the mayor is issuing today. Whereas on April 10th, 1980, Portland City Council unanimously passed a new Percent for Art program, creating a permanent funding source for public art. And whereas 35 years later, the city of Portland is celebrating the collective impact and power of our public art. And whereas the Regional Arts and Culture Council manages Portland's public art program and collection, integrating a wide range of public art into spaces throughout our community. And whereas the citizens of Portland now own a public art collection of more than 1,400 pieces of art, reflecting our diversity of cultures, artistic disciplines, and points of view. And whereas the collection is open and accessible to all through the Walking Tour brochure, a guide to Portland public art, a public art PDX smartphone app, and a comprehensive online database. Whereas the tradition of a strong public art advisory committee has helped enrich our landscape by selecting artwork from hundreds of renowned local, national, and international artists. And whereas 2015 is a big year for Portland art, for art in Portland, including the 35th anniversary of Percent for Art, the 30th anniversary of the Visual Chronicle of Portland, the 30th birthday of our most recognized piece of art, Portlandia, the 20th anniversary of the Regional Arts and Culture Council, and the 10th anniversary of the Public Art Murals Program. It's quite a mouthful. And whereas the City of Portland renews its dedication to supporting public art that celebrates our culturally diverse communities, enhances the built environment, and contributes to the spirit of Portland, now therefore I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim November 2015 to be Public Art Month in Portland and to encourage all residents to observe this month. And now I'm pleased to turn the program over to Eloise, who's going to tell us more about our visionary public arts programs. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, Mayor Hales, City Commissioners. I know you're having a complicated and heavy-duty day today, so we're happy to be here to shed a little art light into your busy day. Before I turn the microphone over to Kristen Calhoun, who's going to show you a PowerPoint, I just wanted to introduce you to our public art staff who are here today to celebrate with us, and I'd like them to stand up and be recognized.
Good morning. Thank you for your work.
And we have one more who's up in Seattle sharing her expertise with our colleagues up there on a panel today. So, it is indeed a busy year for Portland and Portland's public art, and it's wonderful to be able to celebrate all of this with you. And we'll be seeing you, as Kristen will remind you later on, at a big celebration here at the end of the month. So without anything else, I'll turn it over to Kristen Calhoun, who's one of our public art managers.
Thank you, Commissioner Hales and Commissioners. I'm sorry, Mayor Hales and Commissioners.
And they're done
that's,
that.
That's from, yeah, I know. Right. I know it's not really Throwback Thursday, but I'm going to share with you a little throwback video of our dear Portlandia.
Story. Finally tonight, Portland's new symbol of commerce tasted champagne in noontime dedication ceremonies today. The copper-skinned Portlandia was toasted by a crowd of several thousand, and the architect of the building on which she now sits. Dalton Tananaka reports.
Admirers gave her flowers to hold,
The deli across the street offered an edible tribute. The 6-ton, 38-foot-tall copper statue is definitely the toast of the town.
And I'm very excited, as we all are today. It's a fantastic day, and isn't she beautiful?
The dedication culminated 3 years of work for sculptor Raymond Caskey, who modeled the statue's face after his wife Sherry. It also made critics of the Portland building feel better about the use of public money for artistic architecture. Michael Graves says the structure he designed was never really complete without Portlandia.
Well, I think it's much better with it, absolutely. And it was originally conceived with it, and now that the city has seen fit to complete the building through 1% art, It's a great day for all of us.
Portlandia, I dedicate you to all the citizens of the city.
Sculpture, I think, should be a smooth jolt, and this is my toast to the city of Portland and to Michael Graves' Portland building.
Arts Commission members say Portlandia is the perfect example of how public money can be used for artistic works, creations that will last long after the last dollar is spent. In downtown Portland, Dalton Tononaka, Channel 2 News.
We just couldn't resist sharing that with you because it's sort of a unique blast from the past.
And we only had to buy the statue once.
Yeah. right. Your 1% was very well spent.
I don't know, Mayor. Have we had an analysis of whether Portlandia is seismically sound?
I think so. She's got a big block of concrete underneath
her. Former Mayor Buck Park had the last word at the birthday party a couple weeks ago when he said that Portlandia has held up better than the building.
Yes, she has.
I think we all agree with that.
So we're here today to celebrate Portland's public art. And, of course, coming to the current stage of Portland's public art wasn't an accident. We had citizens who were giving artwork to Portland over time. One of the best known, of course, was Stephen Skidmore's gift to the city. And of course, the inscription at the bottom we all know very well.
Architecture. Michael Graves says the structure he designed was never really complete without Portlandia.
Well, I think it's much better with it.
All right.
Absolutely.
Technical problem.
It was originally conceived.
Let me close this.
Never know where that mouse might go. There we go.
Yeah. Oh.
There you go.
Okay. Sorry. So, as I was saying, the inscription at the bottom of Skidmore Fountain, "Good citizens are the riches of a city," is something that's really important to our public art program because citizens are always involved in our decision-making process. So, from the older works to the relatively more contemporary works that the city did in the 70s, and then in the 80s, of course, Portlandia and the passage of the Percent for Art program. So from parks to the fire bureau to the police bureau to transportation and other bureaus, we are always looking at what is the context of public art in this setting and how can public art give meaning, delight, all sorts of different aspects to our community. We also oversee the city's donations. Artist Anna Fiddler made this donation. Some of the more well-known donations that you probably know of are Vera Katz over on the East Bank Esplanade, the Elephant. So we shepherd those projects for you as well. And we work on partnerships. This particular partnership was with our sister city of Sapporo. And, of course, we take care of all the city's public art. As Nick mentioned, it's actually over 1,600 if you include all the portable works. So we work hard to take care of that. And we work hard to establish new programs like the murals program that now celebrates 10 years. This is a piece from this summer. One of the things we're also always trying to do is to create new ways for artists and the public to intersect. So one of the ways we did that was to set up an artist residency program, and Garrick Imatani is here to say a few words about his experience as one of the artists in residence.
Thanks. Hi. Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Good morning. So from 2013 to 2015, I was a joint artist in residence with poet Kaya Sand within the city archives, and this opportunity was, as Kristen said, part of the Intersections program, which is funded in a way similar to a public art commission. However, rather than produce a single standalone sculpture, the program allows artists like myself to produce public programming and to invest in the research of a site or community for a more extensive period of time. And so as a result, Kai and I were able to look at 30 years of surveillance documents collected by the Portland Police on different activist groups, which led to creating art, poetry, performances, lectures, and collaborations with other artists and citizens that responded to this research-driven process. Part of this process entailed interviewing former activists who were surveyed and producing artworks that have been included in several exhibitions in Portland, as well as nationally at the Blaffer Museum of Art in Houston, Texas, the Art Design and Architecture Museum at the University of California at Santa Barbara, and NYNKB Gallery in Copenhagen, Denmark. So, in other words, the project's rooted in Portland's vibrant and important political history, but has physically extended itself to reach audiences in other cities and countries. On a personal level, I can say that since this project was my first public project that was funded, it represented an unprecedented opportunity for myself as an artist. And in many ways, the commission was a dream project. On the most basic and fundamental level, it allowed the time and headspace to think deeply, look into less known political histories, and present our discoveries to very different audiences than the typical gallery or museum goer. In terms of financial support, so often as artists, we spend a significant portion of our time self-funding and producing projects, and it would have been impossible to make the works I did through the residency at the same level, quality, and diversity of material exploration without the financial and administrative support of the Regional Arts and Culture Council. Lastly, I just want to say that from this project, I've been able to see how my work will continue to fit in dialogue with the public, and I'm now trying to pursue opportunities to continue working in the public realm in a way that could result in either a more permanent outdoor piece or interior installation. So in that way, the residencies obviously shape my experience of public art in a positive way that encourages me to do more. Also, I should mention that as a teacher that's been involved in academia for the last 10 years, I've attended arts conferences across the country, and the reputation of RAC's public art program precedes them on a national level. For those of you that might not be aware, providing models for programming rather than only permanently cited works within the context of Percent for Art is somewhat atypical and very forward-thinking. So when I run into arts professionals in other cities that administer public art, they're all familiar with the efforts happening in Portland and talk excitedly about the possibilities being pursued here. So I want to commend RAC and tell them to keep up the good work, and thanks for believing in mine.
Thank you. Good morning.
And then, and actually, I have a couple more slides to show you, and then we'll introduce Yoon-hee. So we also manage portable works. Most of you have portable works in your offices and throughout the buildings in city and county offices. We also have the Visual Chronicle of Portland, which will... which also celebrates an anniversary year this year. So the Visual Chronicle was started by artist Hank Pander and chronicles over time the development of our city. The installation space across the street, I hope you got a chance to see this installation, which came down last night for Dia de los Muertos, was a space that Yoon-hee did work in, and Yoon-hee will talk a little bit about her experience of doing artwork in the installation space. This was an excavation of 20 years of installation space.
Well, thank you, Kristen, and it is a great honor to be here. And so briefly, I want to tell you about my work, Stratoscape. I didn't have that much installation experience before this Stratoscape, but I knew that the artist selection process of this program is solely based on the proposal, not on the artist portfolio I decided to try. So without any particular project in my mind, I went to walk through. In that meeting, I learned that this project, this program started in 1994, and since then, 136 artists had installed in their work in the same space in Portland building. and kids who run this program mention there are 100 layers of paints under the surface from previous artists' work. At that moment, my project started. So what I wanted it was to rebuild. I wanted to rebuild the 20 years installation history by excavating those remains from previous artists' work. As I dig in more, I found many vibrant color layers, and I wanted to know more about each color's actual installation. So every night, I searched the Rex Digital Archive. I ended up to make this feature index to share my discovery with my audience. At one point, I was scared, thinking of, wow, I'm vandalizing Portland building. Can I really do that? But once the proposal was selected, the REC was fully behind my idea, and all the staff members wholeheartedly helped me to complete my work to a very fine level of detail. At the as a studio-based artist, this first public project caused me to rethink about who is my audience and what kind of work I wanted to pursue, and also how I approach this very site-specific installation as an artist. I think all the public art is a benefit to general public and also artists, but this particular unique program is a truly wonderful opportunity to any artist in Portland who wants to explore their potential beyond their boundary. So I want to thank you again to REC for giving me a wonderful opportunity, and I hope your council will proudly continue to support REC and all the public art project in Portland.
Thank you.
And then behind the scenes, one of the things that we are really proud about is that we have excellent data. Now, that doesn't maybe sound exciting, but our excellent data is what allows us to do these amazing public art searches, so that so that any citizens can, through the website, search for public art. If they want to know where a specific piece is located, it pops up. We have been able to develop a phone app. And all of that is because we have this fantastic data. And then we biannually, triannually refresh our public art walking tour, which is part of the downtown core work. And then to share with you just a few things that we have upcoming, some of the bigger projects that we have upcoming. We're always working on new projects. The Selwood Bridge will happen in spring of 2016. Artist Mick Young Kim has done these strata poles. And we have two new parks projects in East Portland that we're really excited about. Artist Maurizio Robolino was part of the design team for Beach Park, and artist Horatio Hunyan Law was part of the design team for Gateway Park. And then, starting next week, you will see a color explosion in City Hall here as we mount an exhibit of Portland's public art. And on Thursday, November 19th, we hope you will all join us in celebrating our public art. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor, we're going to take a picture in a second, if we could. I just want to offer just a further observation. I hope everyone can join us on the 19th. I think RAC demonstrated when we celebrated Portlandia's 30th that they really know how to throw a party. And the public art that's coming to City Hall will actually be dispersed throughout the building. So it won't just be downstairs in the atrium. It'll be on all three floors. And it'll include some of the best pieces from our collection. As the proud parent of two children, I've learned that you can never pick favorites among your children. But we have 1,600 works of art, and I just want to observe that probably everyone up here has a piece that's special. And for me, it's probably the Lee Kelly collection. And I think we have the largest collection of Lee Kelly sculpture of anybody, maybe outside of Susan Hammer. And whether it's the Lee Kelly that's up in the Rose Garden or the Lee Kelly that's in front of Big Pink, some of his, or now the Big Pink, the Lee Kelly that's in front of PNCA, his great masterworks are spread throughout our community. When Steve and I dedicated the improvements on Division Street not long ago, RAC had installed new art around Division Street. Yeah. That won a national award, that particular piece. When we opened the fields, there was some public art that was noted in your handout. I particularly appreciate that you included Fire Station 21. Commissioner Saltzman dedicated Fire Station 21, and I think the public art on the front of the building was just genius, of integrating art into a structure. And then I just want to close by noting the murals, because one of the murals in this city features Jim Thorpe. And it was very interesting. When the Jim Thorpe mural hit, all of a sudden social media started blowing up because lots of people in our community had some connection to Jim Thorpe. It turns out that in 1921, he actually played baseball in the old Thurman Street baseball stadium. And he was one of the greatest athletes in the history of this country, but he played multiple sports, and he was, for a while, a professional baseball player. The Native American community honors him because, of course, he went to Carlisle, and he was one of the greatest Native American athletes. I was struck when I saw the mural, because in 1911, my grandfather lined up against him in the gridiron for a national championship football game, a collegiate football game. And so my grandfather played against the greatest Native American football player in our history. Mm-hmm. But that mural sparked a dialogue in our community about Jim Thorpe and his history and our legacy. And it was a very beautiful thing. And so it reminded me how the arts inspire us and challenge us and bring us together. And I think one of the things as the Arts Commissioner I'm especially proud of is the public investment in this collection. The people of Portland invested in this collection, and we have a collection that's the envy of cities our size around the country. And we're fortunate, Mayor, to have a custodian of that collection that cherishes it on our behalf. So today we celebrate that collection, but we thank RAC for their tremendous work.
You're here. Thank you all. You want to take a picture?
Yeah, let's bring the team up. Thank you all very much. I start.
Good work. Thank you very much. Okay.